In this bulletin, the new federal cabinet sworn in a virtual ceremony, 8 new community cases of COVID-19 detected in Queensland, and in the AFL, Greater Western Sydney's Sam Reed accepts a 2-match ban. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Federal government ministers have been sworn into their new roles in a virtual ceremony at Government House in Canberra. It comes as the government remains engulfed in scandals linked to the treatment of women. Michaela Cash has been promoted to Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister to replace Christian Porter, who becomes Minister for Industry, Science and Technology. Peter Dutton is now Defence Minister in place of Linda Reynolds, who's become the Minister for Government Services and the NDIS. The federal opposition says it hopes a new government group established to address issues facing women in Australia leads to real action. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a new task force to focus on key areas like women's equality, safety, economic security and health. It will include all female cabinet members as well as key ministers like the Treasurer. Labor MP Tanya Plibersek says her party is open to working with the government to achieve meaningful policy changes to support Australian women.
I hope that this cabinet task force of Liberal women actually leads to real action, not just talk. We need real action to make sure that women have economic security and independence, and we need real action to address violence against women.
Queensland is battling 2 distinct COVID-19 clusters linked to health workers. The state has recorded 8 new locally acquired cases, including 2 that are under investigation. One cluster has been traced back to a doctor at Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital, and a second cluster is linked to a nurse at the same hospital. The 2 clusters total 15 infections. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says contact tracers need time to respond to the outbreak.
We've had a lot of people now out in the community infectious. So that's why we need this 3-day lockdown to get on top of all of the contacts of all of these positive cases and work out where they've been, and having everyone in their home instead of out and about in the community just helps us get on top of all of the contacts and minimise the risk of further spread.
New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, but 5 were recorded in hotel quarantine. Authorities say they expect the state will record new cases of COVID-19 after a number of venues in Byron Bay were linked to a cluster in Brisbane. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging people in northern New South Wales to be vigilant and get tested.
We're asking people from Greater Brisbane not to visit aged care facilities or hospitals or disability care homes. But I can't stress enough that we need everyone to come out for testing. We need the assurance that we're not missing cases, particularly in that northern region. We know that there is driving distance between us and Brisbane. We're assessing the risk day by day.
The Victorian government has rejected a proposal from energy company AGL to build a gas import terminal at Crib Point on the Mornington Peninsula. The 300-metre-long floating terminal was planned for a site 10 kilometres north of tourist hotspot Phillip Island and would have been 12 kilometres from the nearest marine park. Planning Minister Richard Wynne says marine discharges from the gas hub would have had unacceptable impacts on the local environment, including a nearby wetland of international significance. New research shows the likelihood of a man committing domestic violence rises by 35% when he earns less than his female partner. The study examined more than a decade of de-identified responses to Australian Bureau of Statistics surveys and found an increase in violence when women out-earn their partners is common across all ages, incomes, education levels and cultural backgrounds. In the AFL, Greater Western Sydney veteran Sam Reed has accepted a 2-match ban for a bump that knocked out Fremantle captain Nate Fyfe. The AFL's match review panel has graded the incident as careless conduct, high impact and high contact. GWS football manager Jason McCartney says Reid maintains he didn't see Fife before the collision, but the club won't be taking the matter to the tribunal. Fife has been ruled out of the Dockers match against Carlton under the league's new concussion guidelines. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, sunny and 29. Melbourne, early fog, then mostly sunny, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, sunny, 23 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.